The News Services Division of Akashvani presents Employment News.
Welcome to the Employment News, your comprehensive guide to the latest job opportunities across various sectors with Lucy Gabriel. Stay tuned as we bring you updates on job vacancies and government recruitment notifications to help you navigate the competitive job market. And now to start with, the ICAR Indian Agricultural Research Institute Regional Station Karnal invites eligible candidates for a walk-in interview to fill two posts of young professionals, one under the revolving fund scheme and two posts of semi-skilled field assistant for PW India Contract Research Project. The interview is scheduled for 5th November 2024 at 10 a.m. at the ICAR Indian Agricultural Research Institute Regional Station Karnal. The positions are purely on temporary basis. For detailed information, kindly visit www.iari.res.in. The Water Technology Center, ICAR Indian Agricultural Research Institute, New Delhi, is conducting a walk-in interview for recruitment of young professionals under Swachhata Action Plan program. The interview will be held on 8th November 2024 at Water Technology Center, ICAR IARI, New Delhi, 110012. For detailed information, candidates are advised to visit the website www.iari.res.in. Pandit Deen Dayal Upadhyay National Institute for Persons with Physical Disabilities, Divyangjan, under the Department of Empowerment of PWDs, Ministry of Social Justice and Empowerment, has issued a vacancy notice for the positions of director at the Composite Regional Center for Skill Development, Rehabilitation and Empowerment of Persons with Disabilities, located in Srinagar, Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir. The recruitment will be on deputation or contract basis. Number of posts is 1 in the pay matrix level 12. Consolidated remuneration is 90,000 per month with an annual increment of 3%. Interested candidates must submit their applications within 15 days from the date of publication of this advertisement in the employment newspaper. Applications received after the deadline or incomplete will not be considered. For more details and updates, kindly visit the official website at www.pdunippd.in. Sardar Vallabhbhai National Institute of Technology, Surat, under the Ministry of Education, Government of India, invites online applications for non-teaching Group A positions in Deputy Registrar through direct recruitment. There are three vacancies for the post of Deputy Registrar in pay level 12 as per the 7th CPC across various categories. The upper age limit for this position is 50 years. Interested candidates must apply online via the official website. The deadline for online application submission is 25th November 2024 by 5 p.m. and the last date for receipt of completed applications is 2nd November 2024. For details, kindly go onto the website www.svnit.ac.in. The Directorate General Border Security Force, BSF, Ministry of Home Affairs, is recruiting for the post of second-in-command architect on a deputation basis for 3 years or until 31st December 2027, whichever is earlier. The post is in pay level 12 under the 7th CPC. Officers from Central Armed Police Forces or Central or State Governments holding an analogous post or with 5 years of regular service in pay level 11 with a degree in architecture, registration with the Council of Architecture and 10 years of experience may apply with a maximum age limit of 52 years. Applications must be submitted within 60 days to the Deputy Inspector General Personnel. Details available at www.bsf.gov.in. The Director General of Central Industrial Security Force, CISF, under the Ministry of Home Affairs, invites applications to fill one vacancy for the post of Private Secretary, General Central Service Group B, Gazetted Ministerial, on deputation basis. The position is in pay level 7 as per the 7th CPC for a tenure of 3 years. The selected candidates may be posted in Mumbai, Ranchi or Guwahati. Applications must be submitted within 60 days from the date of publication of this advertisement in the Employment News. For further details, kindly visit CISF website at www.cisf.gov.in. The Indian Council of Philosophical Research, ICPR, an autonomous organization under the Ministry of Education, Government of India, invites applications for the post of Research Associate, one post, for a period of 1 year. Applications must be submitted via registered post to reach the ICPR Delhi office by 5 p.m. on the last date, which is 30 days calendar days from the publication of this advertisement in the Employment News. Candidates should apply using the prescribed format available on the ICPR website, that is www.icpr.in. The Ministry of Law and Justice, Department of Legal Affairs, Central Agency Section, invites applications for 5 posts of young professionals on contract basis. These positions are for providing professional services in law and litigation matters. The application format is available on the department's portal. Submit applications within 30 days from the date of this advertisement in the Employment News. For more information, including terms and conditions, eligibility, qualifications and remunerations, please visit the website, that is https://legalaffairs.gov.in. The National Museum, New Delhi, under the Ministry of Culture, invites applications for the post of Curator, a Group A gazetted non-ministerial position in pay level 11 on deputation basis, including short-term contract. Applications should be sent through proper channel to the Administrative Officer, National Museum, Janpath, New Delhi, 110011, within 60 days of the publication of this advertisement in the Employment News. For further details, including eligibility and qualifications, kindly visit the National Museum's website, that is https://www.nationalmuseumindia.gov.in. Sainik School, Jhansi, Uttar Pradesh, invites applications for the post of TGT Social Science, one post contractual, unreserved. With a consolidated salary of 67,350 rupees. The last date to submit the application is 8th November 2024. The details regarding the interview, date, time, age criteria, essential and desirable qualifications and salary can be found on the school's recruitment page at www.sainikschooljhansi.com. Thank you for tuning in to today's edition of Employment News. We hope you found the information valuable and insightful. For further details and more vacancies, you may pursue the Employment Newspaper or go onto their website www.employmentnews.gov.in. The Employment News is also published in Hindi and Urdu by the Publications Division of Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Remember to stay proactive in your job search and keep exploring new avenues for career growth. Join us next time for more exciting job updates. Until then, stay motivated and keep striving for success. Goodbye and have a productive day ahead.
That was today's Employment News. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. It is also available on our mobile app and website, newsonair.com. You may email your suggestions and comments about this program on airnsdtalks@gmail.com with employment news as the subject.